It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on some record-setting performances in BSU Beaver football history. Bemidji State has played football since 1926. In those 90 years, only a select few have found their way into the record books. Anthony Schreiber was recruited as a quarterback at BSU, but it didn't take long for the coaches to realize he had a talent in catching the ball. Brent Bolte joins us next. Bucky's Legends continues after this on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Anthony Schreiber left Bemidji State as the program's record holder for catches and receiving yards. Not too bad for a quarterback. Head coach Brent Bolte.
Yeah, he's a pretty special athlete. Wonder what his numbers would have been if we would have played him full-time as a redshirt freshman. He was bouncing back and forth in the backfield still as a quarterback, but very dynamic, obviously very fluid, fast, quick. He had the entire package. He was just gifted in so many ways. Yeah, that was a big part of it. We didn't know who was going to be the quarterback, if I remember correctly, back when he was playing. And so he was bouncing back a little bit. And I still remember we put him in. We were winning against Mankato down there his redshirt freshman year. And we got up and Coach Morey actually put him in at quarterback. And we threw a interception. He went back out and fumbled. I was like, okay, guys. And then we ended up barely winning the game. I think it ended up being like 35-28. We were up 28-0 at half. And Tyler Olson was running all over the field. I think he actually had over 200 yards rushing in the first half, and we just got after him. And I just remember after that, we had kept talking to the staff. We were like, how do we get him out there? And so we went with him at receiver, and the way he went.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.